In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we prepare sermons as preachers, we have two goals in mind. One is obviously to explain the scripture, but then the other is to help people apply the scripture to their lives. But as you've heard me say before, directly and indirectly, there's an intermediate step that has to occur between the explaining of scripture and the application of scripture. And that step is that there needs to be an emotional connection with what we are hearing when the epistle or the gospel is being proclaimed in the church. And as you've heard me talk about before with regard to religious education, especially small groups, that's why evoking people's emotional response to something and making them think about something, not just with their brain, but with their heart, is so important. Because when we activate our heart, that's something that educators call affective learning. But when we activate our heart, it's much more likely that we will retain the contents of Scripture and be able to apply it. And so here we are on this Sunday of the Myrrh Bearers. And we know the account of these dedicated women who saw where Jesus was laid, who had to wait until the passing of the Sabbath, who then got up very early in the morning to go to the tomb and to do what was their religious obligation for somebody whom they loved deeply. And we hear those words, and we want to apply them, and we wonder, is it possible for us to make an emotional connection with them? And the answer this year is yes, it's very obvious. Because you and I are very much like the myrrh bearers. We know where Jesus has been laid, and we want to be with him. But we have a Sabbath, a prolonged Sabbath, to be sure. A Sabbath of even uncertain ending. And so we wait. And we know just how they must have felt. Anxious, wanting to get on with things, wanting to do the right thing, wanting to not only take care of quote-unquote religious obligations, but to live their faith. And these women were not cowardly, far from it. They were bold, they were patient, but they were bold, and they kept together. They must have been waiting, and between their tears and desperation at having witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus, they were probably praying for the sun to come up so that they could set off to the empty tomb. And obviously we know what their reward is as they set off for the empty tomb. They encountered not only the miracle of the stone being rolled away, but the completely unexpected, life-changing intervention by God as Jesus is risen. And so this is our predicament on Myrrh-Bearing Sunday in 2020, dear brothers and sisters. We know how the myrrh-bearers feel, and now we must emulate their behavior. We wait with a variety of emotions that have gone from sadness to loss to resentment to impatience and everything in between. And we try to support each other. We pray together. We try to live the faith. We remember that our being in church is not a religious obligation. It is the fulfillment of God's vocation for us. And we wait for the Sabbath to end. And just as the myrrh bearers gathered the ointments and spices that they would need to anoint the body of Jesus, we too prepare. Last night, I tried to put down in writing some things for a contingency plan for reopening. And I had a question for His Eminence before continuing and emailed him, and he emailed me back saying, well, don't do anything yet because we have to wait for the Archdiocese to tell us what to do. So we wait, and we wait with obedience for the Archdiocese to tell us how to reopen our churches when our mayor and our governor allow us to reopen our churches. But we prepare, and we will have plans in place, and we will share those with everyone. We will have in our hands not ointment and myrrh, but we'll have in our hands disinfectant wipes and means to wipe down pews and keep everyone faithful until we are certain that we have control over the coronavirus and can worship in a way that is something that we're accustomed to. But we'll make all of these plans and preparations, and yes, one day the governor and the mayor and the archdiocese will proclaim to us the Sabbath is ended. It's time to get out in the sunlight and set off. Yes, to encounter the tomb of Christ. And just like the myrrh-bearing women, we actually know. We know what we will encounter at that tomb. When we reach the tomb, we will find the risen Lord. Christ is risen.